Let me put this in perspective. Right. Deal was very much a Royal Marine band service institution once the Royal Marine Commandos Training Centre left in the late 70s or mid 70s, where everything was transferred to Lymston. After that, the only thing Deal lived for was the Royal Marines band service. And I believe, unfortunately, Royal Marines band service was towards the bottom, shall we say, of the defence budget. We knew that. It was difficult to get hold of new instruments. It was difficult to get hold of uniforms and everything else. It's a very big barracks spread over quite a large area. We do know that the actual trained commando element that was there as the guarding element, shall I say, without prejudice, were not the elite forward troops. We do know that several things were requested. However, we don't know the reason why they never appeared. The only thing I can say is that after the bombing, it's absolutely amazing that within 6 weeks, razor wire, spotlights, CCTV was there. Sorry, why? Somebody somewhere had deliberately exposed, waiting for a political decision.
I did understand from earlier talks that actually the commando guard force didn't appear till afterwards. Up to then it was a civilian.
No.
There has always been
Royal Marines guard force at that barracks right up until the day it shut. Most of the time it was initially QRF, Quick Reaction Force. There was always, I don't know the exact numbers, but there were always 6 to 8 Royal Marines who were there 24 hours a day on every gate. Fully armed, magazine on, whatever rounds were there,
I just want to clear this point because several people have told me that there was a civilian.
There was a civilian company, and I worked for it when I left the Royal Marines, called Reliance Security.
Right.
Reliance Security were in there. Anything that happened in that day is not down to anything they did or anything they didn't do. They were very restricted in what they could do. They were there to provide gate access checks because they were always accompanied by an armed Royal Marine on every gate that was open.
So the terrorists really had the simple task of just going over a wall.
Going a back wall somewhere because there was no CCTV, there was no barbed wire, there was old Victorian walls with broken glass that had been worn down over the centuries.
By numerous junior bandsmen being checked into bed and then checking out over...
Yeah, of course, we all did it. You know, I'm late, over the back wall. No problem.